This morning, I'd like to encourage you and encourage myself as we celebrate Christ's invincibility, his invincibility. And we had quite some long Bible readings this morning, and we're going to work through some of the bits of those readings to see in what way Christ is invincible. When the angel appeared to Mary and promised to her that she would bear a son, what do we find the angel saying? He says in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, he says, and his name will be Jesus. Jesus, the name, means Saviour. So there's a good clue. And the angel says he'll be great. He will be great. And he will reign. That is, he will rule over the house of Jacob until he's re-elected at the next election. How long is he going to reign for? Forever. That's a long time. And of his kingdom, it'll be in the Gap and Ashgrove and Kapera. But outside of that, that's as far as it goes. No. His kingdom will have no end. That sounds pretty invincible to me. Does it sound invincible to you? That Jesus, the Saviour, is going to have a kingdom and he's going to reign forever and his kingdom will have no end? And to Joseph, the angel said that his wife, his betrothed, will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. So Jesus is a saviour. Messiah means anointed one. So Jesus is the anointed, that is, the God-anointed saviour of this world. And the angel goes on to say to Joseph, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call him his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. God with us. So, Jesus, when he was born as a baby, is invincible, right? Absolutely. But not like Superman. In a different way. In what way was Jesus invincible? Well, let me think. When we think of being invincible, we want to be like Superman, like Scott. He's wearing the t-shirt this morning, appropriately. We want to be invincible in the sense that we don't want to get hurt. We don't want to get sick. We don't want to fail. But Jesus, we know from his life that he wasn't invincible from suffering. We're told in Isaiah that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. When you read about how dumb the disciples were and how frustrated Jesus got with his disciples, how betrayed Jesus was when they fled and left him to be taken and crucified. Jesus was invincible, but maybe not in the way that we think and use the word invincible. Clearly, he was beaten and he was killed on a cross. Superman wouldn't have done that. So in what way was Jesus invincible? I mean, there's a sense in which we have to bring together, you know, like a magnet, A magnet can attract metal, right? They go dunk and they stick together. But if you get two magnets, is this right, Ming? If you get two magnets and you try and push them together, they don't go together. They actually push each other apart. Well, that's kind of what we have to do with Jesus. Because Jesus was vulnerable and invincible at the same time. It's pretty amazing. And I think that Jesus was vulnerable and invincible at the same time in that he was killable. I mean, that's why when he was born, God sent the angels and God told Joseph, get away, run away to Egypt. And then Herod kills all the kids in Jerusalem. So theoretically speaking, a Roman soldier could have killed baby Jesus. He wasn't like Superman. But at the same time, he was invincible because he had submitted himself to God's will and God's protection. And we have examples, do we not, in our Bible reading this morning, when he evidences who he is to his own town and they get offended. And what do they want to do? They want to throw him off the cliff to kill him. And yet he walks in the middle of them, completely safe. Jesus Christ was invincible, I think, in the following way. I think that Jesus Christ represents for us someone who is both man and God at the same time. He was conceived of the Heavenly Father, but he was born of a woman of earth. And so we have this unusual mixture. And so for Jesus, he was invincible in the following way. He was invincible in his love for God. He never sinned. He never submitted. He never gave in to temptation because he loved God invincibly. He was immovable in that way. He was also invincible in his love for his neighbours. That's why he came, to die for you. And so his invincibility is not like Superman, who can fly around the world and can be shot by bullets. No. His invincibility was in his love for God and his love for you. And because of that, he was always perfectly in the center of God's will. He's God's expressed will. And I'm not talking about somehow God's got a secret plan for you and you can wreck God's plan. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God's expressed will for you. Where do you find the summary of God's expressed will for you? Starts with 10 and it ends with commandments. God, that is God's express will for you, that you love him with all your heart, mind and soul, and you love your neighbour as yourself. Jesus Christ was invincible in his obedience of God's express will. That's totally awesome, because that means that Jesus is indeed the saviour of the world. He would never fail in his mission. When Jesus hung on the cross, just before he died, what did he say? But just before he died, he said, "It is finished." What was finished? Have you ever finished anything? Have you finished washing the dishes? Have you finished cooking? Have you finished making the bed? Well, you might have made the bed this morning, but you've got to make it tomorrow, right? With Jesus, he was invincible and he did the will of God perfectly. And he is indeed the Saviour of the world. When Jesus came and he read from the scroll, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is with me because he has anointed me." That's why we call Jesus Christ. Christ is Messiah, or anointed one. "To preach the gospel to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he said, "This is me. I'm invincible. Because I am God and because I am man at the same time. Vulnerable and invincible at the same time. And I've come to heal your broken heart. I've come to set you free. And I'm invincible in this. Because Jesus is great. And his reign will reign forever. And of his kingdom there'll be no end. So what? How is this encouraging? Well, it's encouraging because, tell me, what problem in your life is too big for Jesus? Is there any? It sure feels like it. Bills, work, family, loneliness, these feel unconquerable. They feel invincible. But they are. Because Jesus is the one who is invincible. Jesus is the one who is the Savior come to save us from these things. Jesus has come. He was born to save us. And in saving us, he makes us like him. Invincible. So how are we going to be invincible? Are we going to be invincible in the sense that we won't suffer because Jesus didn't suffer? Will it mean that we'll get a pay rise and that our lives will be smooth just like Jesus' life? Well, no. But we can be like Jesus in the sense that we can love God and we can love our neighbour. This is what Jesus has come. To save us from ourselves, our own chaos, our own darkness, our own confusion, our own inability or lack of desire to love God and love our neighbour. Christ has come to make you invincible so that you can say no to temptation, so that you can say yes to encouraging those who are discouraged, so that you can set the captives free and bring healing to the brokenhearted, and set free those who are oppressed. We can celebrate today the coming of Christ and celebrate his invincibility, which means that he has saved us. And we don't need to save ourselves. It means that we can be like him in his invincibility. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us to be invincible like Jesus, understanding, of course, that life is sometimes full of sorrow. Sometimes we suffer, Lord. Help us to accept this as being a part of living in a broken world. But Lord, help us not accept the lie that somehow we have to live as broken people, or that somehow we have to always remain captive, because Jesus is invincible and he has conquered all that which captives us, that oppresses us, that binds us, that blinds us, that makes us poor in our heart and broken. Heavenly Father, help us to put our trust in the invincibility and the vulnerability of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.